Good afternoon. What we talked about with the team today was the fact that although it was an extremely disappointing loss, and we are not going to hide from the facts, I did give them the exact facts, the statistics as they occurred throughout the game, the circumstances that evolved, and was point blank with them about that. The thing that that I wanted them to understand is that although some of my good friends last night mentioned that they didn't think that destiny was in our hands, it is in our hands. I mean, if we win two games, we're going to be in the playoffs, and that's what we have to focus on. Unfortunately, we've had bad games in the past. We have used the theme of consistency. I pounded away on that on Saturday night. Obviously, that didn't work. But consistency twofold. One, in terms of our execution and our performance, but the second thing is, you know, the passion and so on and so forth that we bring to each and every game, knowing the circumstances. Our team does know the circumstances very well. We knew the quality of the football team we were going up against. We knew that they had won 10 in a row at home, that they were an exceptional team that played very, very well this year. It stumbled the week before. Certainly we're using the playoff game from January 8th as a form of motivation for their own team, wanting to be well prepared even though they're in the playoffs for the playoffs when the playoffs came. So all of those things were discussed. And to be honest with you, the first half was not bad. I contributed to that as well. We missed the first field goal. I was upset about that and disappointed. And then when it was 17-0, I felt we needed some form of to give us a little jump start, something good to happen, something to be excited about, and felt we could convert on the fourth and ones. We didn't. That particular thing backfired as well. I thought we should have, but we didn't. And that's what we were trying to accomplish there. And really, in reality, we could have gone into the half at 17-9 rather than 17-0. That would not have changed the second half. You know, we talk in the locker room about going out, kicking the ball off, stopping them or getting a turnover, doing something to jumpstart us from that respect, and they drove it and scored. So the thing that I wanted to do was to give them the idea that our backs were against the wall. It is a playoff situation for us, if you will. We now have to win to have the opportunity to go into the playoffs. We've responded to that in the past, and we're going to have to respond to that again.
Tom, I'm sure you're trying, but how do you clean up the early mistakes, early turnovers that you've had in these games that kind of...
Well, you look at it, you see exactly what happened and what took place, and you talk about, you know, how and why would we go ahead and throw that. You could kind of see Samuel was going to jump the receiver. He was in front of it. It wasn't a great finish to the route. And unfortunately, we kind of felt like there was a little pressure there, and he had to get rid of the ball. Certainly, Eli would tell you, I would have liked to have thrown that ball away. It didn't happen, and so that was that's the one issue. The other issue was the ball was just a little bit behind. It was not the exact timing that you would like on the play. There was a little something to that, and it was an outstanding interception by a very good safety, and we knew that going in as well. So. How do you do it? You do it just like any other way in which you coach. You explain it to the player. You show them exactly what the circumstance is. You tell them why it occurred, how it should not have occurred, and point out the fact that these are the things, you know, two games in a row we've spotted people. We gave New Orleans a touchdown early on. We gave the other night, we gave Atlanta a touchdown. And these things can happen. You know, you can't do that in games of this nature, which are against very good football teams that are extremely close. You know, we preach, and we turn around, turn it over three times, and don't get any yesterday. So, you know, from four the week before to zero, and from 52 points to zero, I mean, I think there's a pretty good argument for consistency.
What was the difference in the kick returns? Was it just the fact that they were kicking it deeper and putting you guys further back in the end zone?
I mean... In fact, really, David shouldn't have brought the first one out. But that was you're playing inside. You're well aware of what's going to happen. I mean, they've got a number of touchbacks, and we're aware of that as well. So ball's kicked 8 or 9 yards deep. You got to have almost a 30-yard return to get it to the 20-yard line. So, but I think even though that occurred on the first one, had we blocked it a little better, we had a chance. And we had another chance later on one in which we missed a block. So the execution of that part of it didn't start out as well as we would like to either. But, in fact, the first one, the off returner really should have held him in.
How soon after the loss did you know that the destiny in terms of reaching the playoffs was still in your team's hands?
About the time I sat down on the plane.
And that was, you figured out, or some of you were going, people were giving you these scenarios? Or?
We have people that follow that very closely, and before I got to my seat, I was told that. I actually questioned it because the six are in front of us at this point in time. So I questioned it and was very, very careful not to say anything to anyone until I was absolutely sure of what the situation was.
And does that, I mean, you know, you come in flying back from a 34-0 loss. Does that give you a spark? Does that give you a feeling of
hope? Hope is the word. Hope is a nice word. So if you have that and you have a circumstance which is obviously dismal and extremely disappointing, and you know, when you put your heart and soul into it, it's a heavy burden. When you create the scenario of hope, it hopefully is going to be an uplifting thing that when we do come back on Wednesday, that we realize where we are and there's a little bounce in our step and we get back to work.
Do you think your team's been able to succeed in some of these circumstances in the past, and what can they draw on from that?
We can draw the experience. We did it a year ago, six times in a row, and that's kind of what we have to do here. You know, if we're going to have an opportunity to get into the playoffs at all, we've got to win the next two games, sort of the way it was a year ago.
Is there a reason why that team was able to do it that you can quantify? Or?
I can speculate, but you can too. You know, their back's against the wall. They don't have any choice. If what we really want is right there for us, there's only one way to get it, and it's not by playing like we did yesterday.
You said you didn't share with anyone this, that you would be, you know, still in control of the destiny until you were sure. Did you share with any of the players
no.
last night?
No.
Okay, not until today then.
Today.
Do you want the fear of this team not being in the playoffs to be a motivating factor?
Whatever it takes. Whatever, you know. We want to be there. That's where it all started out. You know, you can't accomplish what you want to. Every team in the league starts out, they want one goal. You can't even have that goal till you get in the playoffs. So you spend your whole time. For us, it's win the division. Now, that is something that really is not in our control. But being in the playoffs is.
Tom, one of the reasons you've had a lot of success around here is you've been able to harass quarterbacks. Is there any reason you can think of that you are not getting that from your three main pass rushers right now?
There's a lot of the reasons basically are we're being well pass protected. You know, we're not getting and when we do get a one-on-one, we don't seem to be able to get there, or the rhythm of the throw is gone. The ball is off. You know, should that be the case consistently? No, of course not. We should have more pressure on the quarterback, but it has not happened for us. And so we continue to strive for it to happen.
You've won a Super Bowl as a wild card. You've won a Super Bowl as a division champ. Does it matter?
Getting in is the important thing. But you'd like to be playing your best football when you get in. We've got to go some to get to accomplish that.
Is that it?
Bradshaw said that he expects to play this week. We all know how he is with these things. Is it realistic that he could play this week?
You know what, I'm not sure of that yet. I medically do not have that kind of feedback yet.
Did you get any update on Chris's hip?
Not yet. I don't know if we'll get anything. You know, they're being treated, being looked at. The doctors are in control of that. Hopefully he'll feel much better tomorrow, and then we'll know that if there's progress, then we can think that if progress continues, we would have a chance.
Some of the players mentioned the high number of missed tackles, which has come up, you know, in games throughout the year. I know, you know, why does it keep resurfacing, and, you know, is it frustrating at this time of the year?
It's frustrating any time. Defensively and special teams, that's what you have to do. And yesterday, we made a specific point about it because of Michael Turner's history and the quality of back that he is, but not only that, the size of the receivers and the power and speed with which they played. You had to swarm the ball and get them down right away without allowing them to have a chance to get going. And, of course, Tony Gonzalez just keeps on going.
What went wrong with the short yardage plays? Was it more execution?
The fourth down?
Yeah.
Well, the first short yardage run, I think we had a chance. A couple of things had to happen. We had to combo block and get off. We didn't get up on the mic backer. We didn't really clean the hole out, and so it was congested. And he just never had a real chance at any kind of daylight to squeeze through. The other two were passes, and the one, there wasn't real good separation. I don't know that there was real pressure to throw it, but it was thrown, and that was an incompletion. And later on, we're trying to go in the right spot, but the ball was tipped.
You talked about being able to draw on past experience of the team having its back against the wall and responding. Do you also have to guard against players saying, well, we've turned it on, just kind of taking it for granted that they can turn it on when it counts?
I don't know that would be the first priority that I would think to try to squelch any thoughts like that. I would like them to think that at this time of the year, we can take our ability and the experience that we've had and share it with the young guys and then have a good week of practice and have it carry over to the game on Sunday. It's baffling to me in a way, to be honest with you, that we are not transferring from the practice field to the game field what I see in the practices. The practices last week, Thursday was very good. Friday was good. Not great, but good. But game day is not looking the same, and that's a concern for me.
Did you sense any surprise from the players this morning when you told them what the situation was?
No.
They were pretty much aware, you think?
Oh, I think they're aware. I mean, they have a lot of information, as you well know, at their access, and They were kind of sullen this morning.
Tom, you talked about inconsistency, obviously, with the whole team. How were you surprised this over the past month or two, the inconsistency specifically from Eli and quarterback position?
Well, it kind of goes along with what I've been saying. You know, we've tried like heck to talk about ascending, and not having that very good game and then that not so good game and then a very good game. And evidently we haven't got that message across. Now there's no way it can't be. We're going to have to all play at the top of our game just to be able to get in.
Is Eli about as good a backs to the wall type of performer as you had?
Yes.
What do you think it is about him that
competitive nature, competitive greatness, focus, the focus, steely-eyed focus, if you will.
Else.
Thank you.